The EU desperately needs to grow, now that it has entered a recession again and more of its members are becoming unstable. EU officials and experts gathered in Brussels to discuss how the bloc can grow out of the recession. But what kind of recession is this?
This is essentially what has been dubbed, let's say, a balance sheet recession, or let's call in layperson terms, a recession arising from excessive accumulation of debt, be it private and or public, in the before the eruption of the crisis.
That's why officials argue that more fiscal discipline is crucial. But analysts say lower debt levels and austerity are not enough. They say it is just as important for the EU to address the growth gap within the bloc.
If you look at growth distribution today, you see that the north countries are growing more than the south countries, and north countries have surpluses in the current account.
What this means is that Europe's stronger members need to adjust too by bringing down their surpluses. It also means that the EU needs growth measures specifically targeting struggling countries like Greece and Spain. At the same time, analysts say European countries need new sources of expansion because they're advanced economies.
One of the reasons why emerging economies grow faster is because, at least to some extent, they enjoy catching up benefits, meaning that they catch up to state-of-the-art technology. Let me be very rudimentary. Which means, if we take that model as useful, that advanced economies, which supposedly are on the frontier, can grow only to the extent that they shift the frontier.
Pushing the frontier can happen by boosting innovation so the economy can be more knowledge-based. A major area with a lot of potential is the green sector, but any of these reforms would take time. For now, the reality is this. The economic situation in Europe is highly uncertain and volatile, but one thing is perfectly clear. The turmoil in the EU is the biggest threat to the global economy. Yıldız Zarakova, Press TV, Brussels.